This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. For some people, land is a source of spirituality. For others, it's their livelihood. And often, it's a tough livelihood. Nancy Preblich knows just how hard it is. During the recent recession, she fought to save her family's fifth-generation Sonoma County farm from foreclosure. A new documentary called On Her Own follows her as she struggles to keep Gleason Ranch afloat. The film screens this weekend at the 14th annual San Francisco Doc Fest. Preblich and filmmaker Morgan Schmidt-Fang came to our studio to talk to KALW's Rachel Dornhelm.
So this documentary starts in 2009. Nancy, I was wondering, can you tell me a little about Gleason Ranch then? Who was living on the ranch? Who was working there?
Historically, the ranch had been a dairy while my mother lived there as and grew up there on the ranch. So there was just a lot of work to transform it from the old dairy into the facilities we needed for the new marketplace that we were entering into.
What was that marketplace?
We started our CSA, of course, Meat CSA, and then high-end restaurants and grocers. For example, one of our hugest supporters that I really couldn't have made it through the story that is the film without was By Right Market here in San Francisco and Farmers Market. Farmers Market was huge as well.
Did the prospects look good at that point?
Oh, that was the reason I said yes to all of these things. We were doing great. And the reason I said yes to Morgan was look at how we're doing, you know, and we're doing it with the family. And what I realized people were wanting and yearning was simply tradition and the way that my family and all the families in Bodega and in West County and in our village, the way we've just always been doing things. That was like the whole beginning of it was, this is awesome. We're doing great. Our sales are growing every month, every year. And then, of course, everything changed in 2010 when just one day Dad was no longer with us. And that was the start of everything going in the wrong direction.
And shortly afterwards, your mother passed away, mm-hmm. too, which it sounds like was also really unforeseen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both of them were totally out of the blue.
And then the effects of the Great Recession that started coming home to the farm then.
Mm-hmm. What happens on farms, we never account for our own time and our own labor. You just don't. you try to minimize it and you try to mitigate it as much as you can. But the reality of a family farm is that, you know, you really don't put that, certainly not at the stage we were at, you don't really put that in dollars and cents. When we lost both my parents and then suddenly we had to financially account for that loss, for that manpower and skill sets, and then we needed some capital, we needed some financial resources. Of course, the lending environment was extremely difficult and certainly difficult for a business like farming.
I have a clip from that time. It's from 2011, when I believe all of those challenges were coming to a head. Let's listen.
Monday, my house in Santa Rosa got foreclosed on. It got auctioned. It's the house that I grew up in for the last 35 years. I just stopped. I couldn't get out of bed for days. I just couldn't do it. I thought, well, maybe Cindy's right. What is the point of a farm and a ranch and a legacy and a history if we're neglecting our relationships and our families?
So you talk in that clip about Cindy, your sister, who her family was also involved in keeping the ranch going at that point. I mean, the way you're talking about the ranch there, it does feel like it was far more than a business to you. I'm curious what it symbolized to you at that point.
Oh, see, this is the part where I still get all sorts of choked up. In fact, I went to go see a rancher yesterday in the area, and was telling him that I still can't drive by the place, or I can't even drive in that region. It's very hard for me to, because the ranch, the best way maybe I can explain it is an experience I remember with my father when I was small, very small, and we were hunting. And he was telling me, you know, the reason we do this is to get away from the world and to my mom was a banker when I was very small. She was in the banking, very corporate world. And he says, you know, we do this to recalibrate ourselves. We lose sleep and our minds get cluttered, and you go out in nature and you recalibrate. It was like, it was really knowing who we are. When we're in nature, we know our humanity. We know who we are as human beings. When then you can attach that to who you are ancestrally, it's like knowing what your DNA makeup is. I don't know. It's hard for me to put into words.
You're listening to Cross Currents. We're speaking with former Bodega rancher Nancy Prebilich and documentary filmmaker Morgan Schmidt-Fang. Morgan, I'm guessing this story didn't turn out the way you expected. I'm curious if you feel the film story may be closer to the truth, though, than the romantic idea many of us may have about how local food is produced.
Yeah, absolutely. It was not the marketing press release for the local, you know, farm with the pretty bucolic kind of, you know, barn and cow that's smiling, you know, in the background. I mean, that's, I think that everyone is working hard to do the right thing by themselves and the animals and the land. But the reality is that it's a tough business that can take your life.
And the reality is, I think there was a statistic at the end of the film that 330 family farms close, go out of business every week.
Correct.
In the United States.
According to Farm Aid, that's correct. Yeah, forever.
It really shows the vulnerability that we have. Like, and that was what was very frustrating, especially being in wine country and being in Northern California, was being very well aware that technically I'm land rich, but I would drive my truck to deliver meat, having just enough gas to get to where I needed to get the check, to then have enough gas to get to the bank so that I could put more gas in the truck to get back home to the ranch. And yet I'm sitting among multi-million dollar estates. It's a very frustrating dynamic to be among where that I want nothing to do with the value of the property or the value of the region. All I want to do is to be able to stay where we've been for 100 years and to make that financially work.
That was Nancy Prebilich and Morgan Schmidt-Fang talking with KALW's Rachel Dornhelm. On Her Own plays at the SF DocFest this Sunday and next, June 7th and June 14th. For more information and to hear more of that conversation, go to KALW.org and click on Cross Currents.